get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Take Two Radio Soaps and Review Show. Hope you all are having a great day. This is Pam. I have David with me, and I do believe I have Tracy, right?
I don't know.
Tracy, are you live? Are you here with us?
No, she's still on the hold pattern.
Does it show that to you?
Yeah, I see her on hold.
Okay, well, because I show her live, so let me try to do this. It's not enough that I've had storms today and worried about losing power for the show. Now I got to have issues with trying to connect calls to Blog Talk. It's always something. Tracy, are you there?
Yes.
Yay, finally.
Hi.
God.
Hello. Let me see.
Hello.
Yeah, it was showing you live on the air, and then he was
it's
saying
it's not showing
you
live
on
my end.
I don't know.
That's
oh,
weird.
My
it's
gosh.
Not showing live. Oh, well.
Well.
At least we can hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So how are you, Tracy?
I'm good. I just got the baby settled. So I'm here with you.
Yay. And how is he doing
Yay.
Today?
He's a ham. He's so cute. He's good.
Does he like to take pictures? I know when my kids were little, you know, as soon as you brought out that camera, there they were cheesing it up.
God, you should see my Facebook. He's all over it. You call him Facebook baby, all he does.
Pictures
since he's been months old. I mean, I guess it's my fault because I kind of trained him to see the camera. He just cheeses automatically. He's just a happy baby.
I tend to think that's part of it, and also because I think babies are just born that way. I don't know. I've not seen a child yet that really doesn't like to take pictures until they become more toddler, well, more like even towards
yeah.
the five-year-old and that, you know, when they're taking their
mm-hmm.
kindergarten pictures and they're like, photographers like, come on, guys, look at the camera, you know.
mm-hmm.
Too busy playing around. So I'm waiting for Paula, but we can go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and start with Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay,
okay
Bold
great.
And the Beautiful. All right. Ivy back down.
Yeah, that was
I'm
weak.
I'm sort of surprised.
That was weak. She's smart enough to have a backup someplace.
I think
At least
so,
I
too.
Would make a backup.
Yeah, yeah. I
because
think so,
Stephanie's
too.
Because now she's going to start showing her true colors and being the little bee that she is. I guarantee you she's just going to turn on everyone.
Well, what got me about it is that, you know, even Liam thanked Ivy for deleting the video. But I don't recall Steffi one time thanking her. Do you?
Nope.
Not in
okay.
her.
Okay.
Nope.
I thought that's what it was. I wasn't sure if I had missed it or, you know, but I guess not.
I think
well,
she mouthed the words to Liam while they were on the phone together. But I don't think she thanked her personally.
I'm just tired of her. I wish she'd just go away.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So,
unfortunately,
that's going to be a storyline. At least that part of the storyline is done. I was getting
Thank
pretty
God,
sick
man.
Of it. Yeah,
the dialogue was very redundant, and it was just
I was
found
waiting
myself
for fast
forwarding through it.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for someone to go to the police.
No one went to the police, and then apparently today's episode, she said that Lieutenant Baker called and said the investigation is over. I'm like, oh, well, how convenient.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, oh, and Thorn called and said it was over. Where the hell is Thorn? Where are you? Where?
Exactly.
Yeah, where is he?
He should be there while they're, you know, investigating it. It just makes
exactly.
absolutely no sense whatsoever for him to be away.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I don't know why they do that. I mean, Windsor is more than happy to be, you know, have storylines. So,
of course.
You know, I know it's not him.
Nope. And
no,
he's been pretty vocal on social media about it and everything. I mean, because he's retweeted a couple of my tweets as well. And, you know, it's just like, oh, well, I mean, it's the powers that be. They have really no control over what's going
on.
Right,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is strange. I see that Tracy's on hold again, but yet I can hear her. So it must be a Blog Talk thing.
Okay.
And Paula says she's trying to get through. It's just being slow, so I'm sure she'll come soon. Anyways, again, I'm just glad that's over with. And to bring up another thing, I had to laugh when Bill was throwing shade about Ridge Caroline when she announced they were getting married. That just cracked me up.
Yep.
He's so good at that.
Yep.
The little dressmaker.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's funny. I like that. But, I mean, Steffi even annoys me with her hypocritical self, too, because, I mean, she didn't have any problem checking up with Bill.
Right? Exactly. Yes.
She really didn't.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, pretty much all of them have slept with each other, you know, when they were all talking about it. And Ridge and Caroline and Brooke and
Ridge and Katie, Ridge and Brooke.
And Bill and Katie, they all slept with each other. I mean, come on.
I know. Yeah. I don't think there's anyone left in there, is there? I mean,
I don't know. Well, you know, just like the newbies maybe and that's about it, really. I mean, even Eric and Brooke were together, so.
Yep, Eric. It seems to all go around now. We run out of contestants.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens next. But I have a strong feeling this wedding is either not going to come off because Caroline's going to find out she's pregnant with Thomas's baby.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to assume that it's going to be Ridge's, and then Ridge will know, be like, well, or at least Brooke will say, oh, well, it can't be Ridge's because he had a vasectomy.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, when was this vasectomy? Is this while he was away?
Yeah,
from
while he was away. While he was away,
Yeah. I'd also like to see more of Maya's parents because I don't think that storyline has concluded.
No, I don't.
And
that's an everlasting one.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when they choose a storyline like the one going on now, they stick to it and basically till it's done and don't, you know, bring in other characters. And I think there should be multiple storylines, not 10 or 20 of them going on, but at least a couple of them would be nice instead of watching the same thing every day, because when you turn the TV on, you didn't really miss anything.
Nope. Not at all. And I don't like the way they dropped the ball on that because, I mean, you have Anna Maria Hosford, or I think that's how you say her name.
Yep.
And Mr. Babatunde, he's just a great actor and, you know, way to utilize them. Where
exactly.
To go. I mean, that storyline could have ran in so many different directions, but of course they had to sugarcoat it and give it like a happy ending, which I don't think.
I'm with you. I think if they want to do something realistic with this story, they should have complications all the way through.
Yeah,
because
you know what? Yeah, I agree. But here's the thing. I'm sorry, David, but I just had a thought. Rick's whole thing with B being honest and the lying and this and that. And then Maya saying that, oh, I never lied. Well, I mean, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and just for him to just be okay with
it.
All of that. And then Caroline did a little thing with Ridge, and that was just like the ultimate betrayal and this and that. I'm just like, are you serious? This person is lying about their birth gender or their, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, well, that's okay because Maya never lied. What?
Yeah.
And you shot at Caroline and Ridge, but you embraced Maya. I don't get it.
I don't
there
either.
You know.
And those were my thoughts exactly, too, that she said she never lied. I had the same exact reaction because she lied from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's a huge lie. I mean, that's not like something, you know, little white lie thing there. That's a huge
right.
lie. And for Rick to just, like, be, oh, okay, well, thanks for telling me now.
Right.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It should have just continued.
Anything, that should have made him go over the edge.
Yes. Yes. And really be a monster. I mean, he was a monster
exactly.
already with some of the characters, but he should have really been, like, vengeful at that point.
Exactly.
And then, of course, then somewhere down the line, you know, maybe forgive her, but
yeah,
have her
but
work
not,
for
not,
it.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree.
That was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think it was all tied up with a pretty little bow at the end because Maya's dad still wasn't really okay with who she was, right?
Of course not, nope. And I kind of liked the way that was kind of portrayed because it actually shows from the father's standpoint of the trans person. And it's just, I can kind of imagine where he's coming from. Like, I mean, that's your only son.
Right, right.
You know, and yes, he was not happy in his original skin, so he just did something about it, of course. But it's kind of hard for you to just be like, okay, well, this is how it is, and you need to take it and accept it. That's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with his upbringing, and he's really old school and everything, you can't just expect the person just to accept it. Overnight, it's just going to take a long time.
Exactly.
A really long time.
Exactly. If ever, you know, he can probably get to a point where he can be okay with it, just so he has a relationship with her. But it doesn't really mean 100% acceptance.
Mhm. Mhm.
So
there's
really not much more to talk about on Bold and Beautiful. David, did you have any more that you wanted to bring up?
I do, but David.
Okay, go ahead. Either way.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tracy.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Brooke.
Go ahead.
I kind of like this Brooke that I'm seeing. I don't think that she's kind of interfering with Ridge and Caroline because she wants Ridge. From what she said today, like on today's episode, she's kind of looking at the whole situation from Caroline's point of view, and she's calling Ridge out on his junk. Because
mm-hmm.
if you think about it, Ridge is kind of being kind of selfish with not telling her about the vasectomy and blah, blah, blah. But eventually we all know where that storyline is going. That's why they're going that route with it. But I like the fact that she just was not being the vindictive Brooke and trying to seduce him back. She was actually being, like, you know, logical.
Yeah.
Right.
And the moderator.
Right. And I'm like, oh, Brooke. Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, in the old days, I would say that Brooke was jealous. But now I don't believe that. Because she is a different person. And thankfully, she's standing on her own two feet and thinking her own thoughts and thinking of other people. So, you know, even though she may be against a Caroline Ridge pairing, she is still looking out for Caroline because Ridge is not being right in not telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, what was so hard about that? If you think about it, you know, he could say, yes, I do want you. I want you in my life. I can't live without you. Let's start a family. But just so you know,
right.
Yeah.
I had a vasectomy, and I'm going to try to get that reversed so that
right.
she's aware of it, of what she's getting into 100%.
Exactly.
That would not have been a hard thing to do at all. So.
No. But, you know, with them, truth is the most difficult thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's on any soap.
That's why we have our drama.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, David, did you have anything else on bold?
No, I just want to thank the part with Thomas and Caroline with the pills reminds me of a plot on the Sister Soap years ago with Malcolm and Drew.
Yeah, but you know they did the same thing
with
Brooke and Nick. Remember?
Yeah,
Brooke, Nick, and Ridge, when Brooke took, did she take like anxiety pills or sleeping pills or something?
Was it when they were on the boat? Because I'm trying to remember that far back. I didn't know if maybe she took something for boat sickness or seasickness or something.
I don't remember what she took it for.
Oh.
She took it for something, and she went home. I think she was torn between the whole Nick and Ridge thing, and she didn't know what she wanted to do. And I think Ridge dumped her, because I think Ashley was in the storyline at this time. And
mm-hmm.
he dumped her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to get back with her, and, you know, he was coming on strong, and Brooke was just like, no, I'm not really into you in that way, but he was like, oh, come on, Logan, you know, whatever. But she was under the influence of stuff, and I remember Nick knocking him out, because Brooke was just like, I didn't want you. I didn't, you know. They did the same thing. That happened.
Yeah.
And it did happen with, you know, that did remind me of that. And you were right, David, with Drew and Malcolm, with the whole cough medicine or whatever.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I believe Thomas that he wouldn't.
No.
He didn't know.
Well, she didn't tell him that she took pills and that she was out of it. You know, he just thought she was upset, and he was trying to console her and let her know how he feels. And then when she kissed him back, you know, he thought, well, okay, we're good.
Okay, well, yeah.
So, and you know, I feel bad for him because he keeps flashing back to it, and you know he feels guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because it's his dad.
Yeah, that's part of it, but I think he more feels like it almost feels like she's accusing him of rape.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what I'm afraid of right now, that if she does find out that she's expecting and Ridge finds out it's not his, I have a feeling she may counter with that, I didn't ask him to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she might say something like that, but I hope she reiterates, like she kind of did today, that she knows that he's not that type of person, and it was just all like a huge misunderstanding.
Okay, so
she did tell him that today because I'm caught up
until yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it today that she knows that he's not that type of person, that he would never do anything like that.
And she knows that, and then she's like,
but we can't speak about this again, blah, 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 and you know, typical soap world, I was just waiting to see who is ear hustling at the door.
Of course.
Or something. You know?
Of course, there's always somebody.
And I'm thinking that one of the little interns, like, because they were showing Maya and Zenday today, and I'm just, not Maya, Nicole and Zenday today, and she was just saying, oh, well, I remember that Thomas and Caroline, there were a couple. I remember hearing that. But I'm like, what is your point in the show again? Why are you here? So I'm thinking that it's just, they're just fillers. And I just, you know, summer's over. Get with the...
No, I agree.
I'm just over them. I'm over them. I want, like, can we wrap up Sally's Spectra family line, too? I mean, they never gave her a proper funeral. I mean, she never died on the show. You know, she never died on the show. How about doing something with that? Where is CJ? Where is Rick's best friend? Where are they?
Yeah.
Macy
Get some old
died off
back.
Screen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we never saw any kind of plug being pulled. Nothing. Just, can we just bring back the Maronis? Where's Jackie? Where's Mopo?
Yeah.
Bring all these people back and get some action going on. I mean, I'm just
Sick of it. Get the fuel started.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. I mean, some of these people should have come back for at least Stephanie's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. Well,
what did we
Bold
do
ended
with...
up getting really redundant for me, and I'm really starting to lose interest at this point.
I'm with you. That's why I said you can turn it on any day and you'll not have missed anything because they're still talking about the same stuff they were talking about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I guess so. That makes maybe that way it makes it easier for people to catch up in case they missed it.
Yeah, but then you lose viewers that way because who wants to watch the same stuff every single day for months on end?
About the same crap over and over again, the video. Video.
Yeah.
She hit me with a rock. There was a rock.
Yeah.
The video needs to be deleted. She needs to delete the video. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up. You need to just go away.
You have to admit
one
thing.
I just turned the screen.
You have to admit one thing. It's been easy for the actors to learn their lines.
For real.
True.
For real, because the dialogue is very easy.
Yeah. Because
she's
they say
murderer.
The same thing over and over. Yes.
She murdered her. She's a murderer.
Oh. Murder.
You're just a rock.
Yeah.
I like
Tracy, you crack me up. I love you.
I liked it. It was murder.
For real, that's exactly what it is. I mean, Ashley Brewer, love you, love your accent and everything, but I'm tired of hearing that word.
Yes,
murder.
Yes.
I don't
want to
hear it anymore.
I felt.
Yeah, and pretty much
Agatha Christie.
Yeah. She pretty much said that too after, even after she deleted the video. So.
Yeah. She deleted the video just because I think it kind of like a light bulb went off, and she knows deep down that she really didn't do it on purpose. She's just upset that she was so caught up in her own stupid Liam again. She missed the signs with Allie. And she's just trying to do whatever that she could to, you know, make it up to her. But at the same time, stick it to Steffi because Steffi just came in and pretty much disrespected her relationship. Disrespected her. And, you know, Liam is no prize or whatever. And he's just an idiot.
Yep.
But, you know, I felt bad. I felt bad for her.
Yeah, I did too. But it was getting old with her taking advantage too, so.
She's always taken. It was very old, very retarded. And I need to see more Quinn. And I'm just bored. I'm really bored. I just need something.
You want some action?
Yeah.
You want
some action? Well, we have Miss Paula. Paula can...
Finally!
Yes, I can.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
I'm on Skype again on a different device. I tried to use the device that I used last week that worked. So if I start breaking up again, let me know. I tried calling a couple times on the landline, and I kept getting a busy signal. So I don't know.
today you're clear as a bell.
You're
so
clear
that's
as
great.
A bell.
Hey, well, that's good. That's good.
Definitely.
Works when it wants to work and doesn't work when it doesn't want to work. And so I was like, well, I'm just going to use my landline. And I tried that and I kept dialing out and it kept, it was like, I kept getting a busy signal and then it would cut me off. So I don't know. I think I just have really bad luck with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all good now. We're just going to move on now to The Young and the Restless. So
cool.
you're just in time. And I'm going to answer this call, so you guys go ahead and start. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Go
ahead and knock it out, David.
You ready? Well, this one
yep.
is going to make Pam scream, and she's not online to scream. Pam, if you're still out there, I said, I know I'm happy about this, but Michael E. Knight is joining the cast.
Yeah.
How?
Of
As
Young
who?
The Wrestler.
As who?
He's going to be a doctor. Dr. Simon Naval.
Okay.
And
what kind of doctor?
Not really sure. Although they said that he has, you know, he's a little bit mysterious, and he's recurring for now. I think he just started taping yesterday, and we won't see him. He won't air until October 15th.
Yeah.
So this might have to do with Crazy Patty and Sharon and Fairview.
I'm back. Oh, yeah. Were you talking about Michael E. Knight?
Yes.
Yeah, we wanted to hear you scream when
oh
I brought
Oh, my
his
God.
Name.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I truly hope he's on there for a very long time, because anybody that knows me knows that two of my most favorite people from all my children, men-wise, is Vincent Irizarry, who's going to Days, and
yes.
Michael E. Knight, and I'm just, like, over the moon.
Yeah, and it says there's going to be more details about his character in the September 28th issue of TV Guide, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why TV Guide, but, you know...
You know what? I had a hunch, and it's probably not going to go this way, but I would like him to be the doctor that operated on Adam.
Ooh, yes.
That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
All right, I'll be right back, guys. I got another phone call, so go ahead and continue.
Okay.
What
do you think?
That would be awesome.
What do you think?
That would be good for an Adam reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of ready for that reveal by now. I'm kind of sick of this.
Yeah.
Are you tired of it? So, you know, I'm not really tired of it.
Really?
I might be in the minority, but I probably am. But I remember reading what Mr. Pratt wrote, and I'm using his words. I'm paraphrasing his words. He wants to milk that as long as he can.
I'm not surprised.
Well, it's been almost a half a year already.
I'm guessing they're probably going to wait for November sweeps.
Maybe November sweeps.
Yeah.
And Justin did admit in an interview that it's going to be good in November.
I'm going to interrupt you because we have a very special guest that just called in.
Okay.
We do.
It's Oba Babatunde.
Ah, hey. Yay.
Oh.
Papa Ava.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Oh, my
good. We're glad you can make it.
It's an honor.
Thank you so much.
Welcome,
thank you
sir.
So much. It's so good to hear your voices.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we were just talking about you and saying that we need more of you and Anna on there because that storyline is not concluded. So
yes,
we need
you
back.
Said that.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, the wonderful fan base has been reaching out and tweeting and asking for us to come back. And so I'm sure that they pay attention to those calls and those tweets and those texts and all those things, emails. And I think they were very happy with where the storyline was going, and then the enormous response that it received. So I think that there's some rumblings that there's a possibility that the Avants will be returning.
Oh,
I like that.
That would be
very
wonderful.
I would certainly hope so. I mean, you know, we don't have official information as of yet, but I do know that I've spoken to a couple of people, and, you know, I was at the daytime Emmy party, and everybody was buzzing about the storyline. And, you know, it's really, really, it's a passion piece, you know, and people are connected to it. And, you know, I had such a wonderful time, and I commend Bold and the Beautiful for being courageous and taking on the subject matter, as well for them being able to allow Papa Avant to be able to express some of the viewpoints and opinions that I think some other people might share.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
And I said earlier in the podcast before that you did such a wonderful job portraying that role as like a hurt father who pretty much kind of lost his only son and is kind of forced to accept the change that his son made. I really, really like the fact that it wasn't like, you know, all bells and whistles on his part. I mean, you got to see like a raw reaction from the parents' point of view, which is really awesome.
Well, you know, one of the things that I try to do, and thank you very much for the kind words, with any character that I portray, is to try to present, you know, one's humanity, because there is a viewpoint that, you know, one might have and the circumstances. And one of the things I try to make sure that I continue to imbue the character with is the struggle, because while he may not have agreed with the choice, it did not mean he did not love his child.
Right.
And that's, you know, this is the conflict that we live in our day-to-day lives. You know, there, relative to where you come into the game, if you will, of life, is, you know, where you begin to formulate viewpoints and opinions, thoughts, conceptions, and perceptions. And, you know, I always ask the question, do you feel the way you feel because of indoctrination, association, or education?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you identify, well, if I came into a situation where this was the way life was and that's all I know, then that's my perception. And then I can go to another part of the world where that doesn't exist, or someone coming from another part of the world here where that perception is, and it's not theirs, and it doesn't make it right, wrong, or indifferent. It just makes it different. And we've got to be able to understand that someone potentially, you know, they're not just, you know, monolithic in their thoughts, but they come from something. And as we had an opportunity to learn about Daddy Avant, that, you know, Julius was disowned by his dad.
Yeah.
He was disowned by his father. Now, does that make it right for what he did? It doesn't necessarily make it right or wrong. It makes it somehow come from somewhere other than just one specific place. And I think we were able to exhibit that there's a lot, and that Myron and Maya had to understand, wow, that's the first time I had no idea that my father was disowned by my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Because of something that I did that I felt was necessary, and I never had the opportunity to, you know, communicate with my grandfather. And the lineage and the pedigree of which that family is born, and the journey You know, these are not stick figures. These,
right.
You know, as valid and powerful as it is, as to what she must be feeling trapped inside a body that she feels earnestly is not her body, her gender. What that journey must be. How is it, how complex an issue this is, this subject matter. It's not a fad. And we must be careful not to afford it to turn into a fad. And then a lot of people, because I've spoken to many transgender in doing my own research into this character. And, you know, they're human beings. They're not just transgenders. They're human beings. And we can get caught up, you know, I have a saying that your do is not necessarily your who. Meaning
right.
What you do is not necessarily who you are.
Right.
And so we've got to look at the complexities of this and not just make it all this way, all that way. Because, you know, as we are in human existence, we are perfectly imperfect, working works in progress. And so, I mean, that's what we're doing with this storyline, which is why so many people are really connected to it, because you're looking at a family in peril. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and that's why we want it to continue, because we want to see how it unfolds. Does Papa Avante ever get to the point of acceptance, or does he just accept it only because he loves her and wants a relationship like Tracy said earlier? You know, that's a big thing. That's a big issue.
Yes, yes. I mean, Anna Maria ran into someone who said, you know what, they sent her a note thanking her for the storyline and her participation in it, and they said that as a result of this storyline, that this transgender's dad came into, was connected and said, I've learned a sense of acceptance by watching this. And then someone also wrote and said, now I know what my parents were going through that I had not taken into consideration. So you see, we're opening up a wonderful opportunity for growth and development.
Seeing other perspectives.
Exactly. Tracy, did you have other questions?
I just love him. I mean, I just thought that he was just so cool. I mean, I got so excited because, and this is so random, I was watching that thing you do on Stars or something, and I was like, ah, it's Papa Avante! Oh, my God.
Yes.
And isn't that funny?
I've been very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You said you're very
fortunate. I've been very
fortunate.
I've had many wonderful characters. You know, while we were doing the live tweet sweat session a few weeks back, there was a young lady that was typing for me because she was much faster because there was so much coming in. And at the end of the session, she said, Can I tell you something? And I said, yes, of course. She said, I was so excited to meet you because I'm a fan of yours from Dawson's Creek, and I told my friends I'm going to get an opportunity to type for Principal Green.
Principal Green.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's an excess of a 4.5-decade career. And I've been very, very fortunate because I've had an opportunity to be a participant and to be able to exercise my talents in projects that, for whatever reason, help to bring attention and awareness to the circumstances of that which may have been less understood. For example, you know, we talk about the movie Philadelphia, you know, and you know, with Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington, you know, Antonio Banderas, it was just an exhibit of where, you know, we were able to, with that movie, rep- represent the humanity and the deserving humanity that AIDS victims, patients, should be identified based on their humanity and not their illness, not be identified by their illness.
Yeah.
You know? And so there was that movie. And then, you know, Miss Evers Boys, you know, which the industry was kind enough to give me an Emmy nomination for, you know, where it was untreated syphilis in the African-American male, you know, when they had a cure. And this was something that went on. It was an egregious wrong. And as a result of it, the president at the time, Bill Clinton, came out after seeing the movie and offered a formal apology from the country to the survivors and their family.
Wow.
Now,
yes.
You're talking about the power, you know, I of the industry. I played in Chicago Hope. I played an AIDS patient who was supposed to be one episode, and it was a patient, and then they had given him a experimental treatment where they injected me with malaria contaminated blood, which is something that they did in World War II to see if it would jumpstart the immune system in helping syphilis patients, and so they did this, and it was supposed to be over, and people, like they are with the issue on Bold and the Beautiful, came out and said, no, what happened? What happened? And they had to bring the character back, and I transitioned, but it was one of the biggest episodes that was followed up. So I've been very fortunate that I've been able to be chosen to be involved in things that I think help bring attention to subject matter that may be looked at a little differently after viewing the work that I've been able to present.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you've got a long, long list of work. I mean, you've been in a lot of stuff, and all of your roles have been very memorable. So, I mean, that's just outstanding.
Yeah, well, there's a new show that I'm on that's on Amazon now. They just released all of the episodes, Hand of God.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, so, I'm in a few of the three of the episodes of the 10. And they have this thing that now, I'm sure you guys know about, I just came informed about it, binge watching, where you can just watch the whole series, at your leisure. So, and there I play a TV evangelist, but a very different TV. So it's really, I'm fortunate. And I thank you guys for being so kind to extend yourself to me and afford me and invite me on the show and give me an opportunity to share with you and your audience, you know, a little bit about who Opa Bubba Tunde is. But if you've got any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Well, you know, not really a question so much, but this afternoon Multiplicity was on TV. So what was that experience like? Because that's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yes. Yes, we had a great time. Michael Keaton was excellent in that movie, and we had a wonderful time in making it.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, a lot of times you don't know who an actor is by name, but sometimes by face. And when they get onto your favorite show, then all of a sudden you notice them in everything else.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a long, wonderful journey that continues, and I'm excited. I'm so excited about what I've done, but I'm even more excited about what I'm going to do.
Well, I noticed that you had a few other upcoming projects, so did you want to discuss any of those?
Yes, well, there's several things that are going on. You know, I just directed a movie that I'm also in called American Bad Boy. And it's been in the theaters. It's now out, on Redbox and all of the other, aspects, American Bad Boy. And co-starring with me in the movie is Cat Williams, but very different than the Cat Williams that most people have known him to be. He came to the project to be at times he's exceptionally frightening, at times he's hilariously funny, and other times extremely poignant. So I would recommend that if you haven't seen that yet, that you check it out. It's an interesting story also about here I go again, but, you know, I play a pastor who has a son who is in the entertainment industry, and his music career has been fostered by the character played by Cat Williams. Now, obviously, when I find out, in an effort to try to get rid of things that I don't think as a pastor are proper for the community, I end up finding out that in order for my son to pay back the money that he owes, Cat Williams' character owns a male exotic dance club, and he's having my son dance at the male exotic dance club to pay him back. So here we see the conflict of, well, how does this man, who's a pastor, operate on the basis of his son functioning in a world which he would not support? And we watch, I won't tell you how it ends up, but it's a fascinating, fascinating story.
American Bad Boy. And it's out now on Netflix, I assume, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Netflix, Redbox, Walmart, all of your local places where you can pick up things.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fascinating. And, you know, I'm presently directing a project now. We're finishing up the directorial aspect of it, a project called Revival, which is a musical about the gospel according to John. And Jesus is played by the musical genius Molly Music. And if you haven't been familiar with his music, I would respectfully suggest that you become familiar with it. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful talent and an unlikely choice for some as Jesus, but it's a very interesting way of telling the story. And that's called Revival. So we're still working on that.
You're still working on it, okay.
Yes, still working on that. And I'm also starting a company that's called The Opulent Artist. And I'm going to be teaching a master class here in Los Angeles on the 26th of September at the Sheraton Universal here. And this is really something I enjoy doing because I'm able to give those attendees the clues, or we call it how to crack the code of Hollywood. Because, and this is what the company will be designed to do, The Opulent Artist. We're putting together myself, Denham Richards, and myself, partners, and we're putting this company together because people come here to Hollywood or they go to New York seeking their fame and fortune, and they spend the next 10 years sometimes trying to figure out how to get into this thing and really become a real player. And so what I've done is I've taken the years of experience and knowledge, and we're going to put this together where at the touch of a button, you'll be able to know before you venture out from Des Moines or China or Japan or wherever to come how and what and where. You can go to things like Actors Access, but the thing is that there's 10,000 things there. You don't know where to. We're going to narrow it down. I've interviewed, you know, some of the top managers, Halle Berry's manager, Vince Cerenzion, and he's also Taraji Henson's manager, and asked the pertinent questions so that you get the real deal of somebody you would never probably ever get a chance to meet before a long time. Jeff Dennis is the head. It's my voiceover talent agent, and he's the biggest in the business. And he says, oh, but this is so good because I get questions every day, and I don't have chances to sit and answer emails. I can send them to the Opulent Artist, and they will be able to click a button and find out really the real deal? Who is the greatest photographer? Where do you go to take classes?
Where
do you do all these things? So, you know, I'm going to be launching that on the 26th of this month. And, you know, so we can, again, help out a lot of people because there's a lot of talented people that never get a chance to really get off the ground because they don't know how to get in the game and start running. So we're talking about it. But the master class also deals with, you know, I tell actors, I said, you know what, there's three auditions an actor does. The one on the way to the audition, in the car, or on the bus, on the train, depending upon where you're leaving your home from. The one you do in the room, and the one you do on the way home in the car, on the train, or the bus. And that's always the best one. You kill that one.
Of course.
I said,
of course.
I said, what I teach you how to do is how to take that one into the room.
Yeah.
And so that and so people that have taken this master class, we have testimony that the next day they've gone out in that week and they've booked because they've got information that they just didn't learn in class, but they learned because of one who has the experience of being on both sides of that table.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I love that you're doing that. It's funny that you're talking about that tonight because tomorrow I'm interviewing actress Amy Landon, and she is a booking coach, and she does a lot of that too, trying to help people with the business aspect of breaking into the entertainment industry because, you know, like you, she says a lot of people are talented, but they just don't know how to book gigs. So she kind of helps
people
go into the room and be prepared and, you know, book jobs. So, yeah, I'm glad that people are giving back.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Very important. Very important. We also, after we've done the master class, then we will have another seminar where we teach the business of the business.
That's important.
And then,
that's very important.
And then we'll have another one about marketing. And because these are things that you must know in order to be a real competitor in this.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, don't take it personal. You know that I talk to them also about life lessons in these classes, and that is, I'll share one with you that if each of you took and put your name on the bank of, so if we talk about the bank of OVA, this has to do with the life that you live. If you had a piggy bank and you put nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies, 50 cents, silver dollars, when it reaches its capacity, the smallest denomination could break it open, couldn't it?
Yeah.
A penny could break that open. And when it breaks it open, what do you have? You have the residual of your investment. And this is really how, if you view your life thusly, as well as your career, know that nothing is wasted. Everything that you do on a daily basis goes into that bank, and eventually it reaches its capacity, and it breaks open, and you have the residual of all of your investments.
Yeah, that's so that a really, you... really, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a really great way of looking at it. It's a great perspective.
Yes, because in doing so, then you realize, wow, today when I did thus, thus, and so, it was an investment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Longer investments bring greater returns. Shorter annuities bring lesser. So you understand. You must continue to invest. I talked to them about the fact that life was never designed to culminate in anything. It is a series of experiences, and we're here to experience the experience. And yesterday is but one of two things, a pleasant or an unpleasant memory.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow has yet not happened, so it's perfect, it's pristine. And how we prepare for tomorrow is how we live today. So that's when the terminology, the master of your own destiny, comes into play. Then you can take control over your life.
This is true. Well, and I'm not even an actor, and I'd like to take that class.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I would too.
Well, you know, it's that's why I say it's a life lesson. And mm-hmm. and the deal is that, you know, I've taught acting classes to lawyers because the jury has grown up watching law unfold on television. And so if there's not, if you've got a lawyer that comes on and he's really not conducting himself in a way that's really impressive for what we've seen, they may not be as impressive.
Yeah.
The sense of presenting oneself. And so it functions in every aspect of one's life, because what I'm really doing is I'm not just teaching actors. I have directors, producers, choreographers, lighting designers, costume designers, because what I'm really talking about, which you guys just picked up on, very astute, is it informs you on how to feel more confident in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key.
Right.
Yeah, I think everyone can use that. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think everyone can use a refresher course in that from time to time anyway.
Yeah. That's true. This is true. When you know, things are going bad for you, you don't always think of, you know, what tomorrow could bring or what you've been through or, you know, the good things in life. You're just on that spot right now thinking about, oh, my God, why am I going through this? But there's a lesson to be learned from that.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more for you before I'm going to take off, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's an equation that I've devised, and if you write it down as an equation, because sometimes I like to, well, most times, I like to give a methodology by how to accomplish something rather than just the information, because it goes in as just information. But if you've got a methodology when you're in a situation, this idea was born just now out of the idea that you saying what you know what your comment was. And it's this: identify that worry is a zero because it changes nothing. I'm worried. I'm worried. I hope it doesn't rain. Rain comes out. Okay. All right. So identify worry as a zero. Okay. What is worry born out of? Worry is born out of fear.
Fear.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid. Now I'm worried. So, okay. So then we got to get rid of, in order to get rid of worry, we got to get rid of fear. But in order to get rid of fear, what is fear born out of? Fear is born out of doubt. I'm uncertain. Now I'm afraid, and now I'm worried. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the only equation known on the planet that you can add two things together and come up with nothing. That goes to show you how ridiculous to be worried about something is, and how to back yourself up from not being worried and being productive and not and moving beyond the things that are strapping you down. Because when you're worried, you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
You just, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. When you're afraid, you're paralyzed. I don't know what to do. When you're doubting, you're paralyzed. Those are three things that paralyze you. It doesn't afford you to move forward in any aspect of your life. So you say, okay, oh, but that's great. Now, how do we get rid of doubt? Doubt is born. To get rid of the doubt, you have to have faith. And when I say faith, I don't mean a doctrine. I'm not talking about a specific religious practice. Faith is a belief. Is a belief. If you absolutely believe that you can do it, you're going to be less doubtful about being able to do it. Thusly, you won't fear about doing it. Thusly, you won't worry about doing it. And the one last step is, okay, how do we then get ourselves beyond, how do we build this faith? That which we practice is practical. That which you practice is practical. So to the degree that you practice, it becomes practical. You become more apt at it, and then you will doubt and fear and not worry. That's my little
tell you that those words that you just expressed and that methodology, and they are so powerful to me personally because I'm a big worrier. I worry every day about something. And if I could just use that technique, I think that I would be less worried person and more happy with what's going on in life at that present time.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that.
I certainly hope it's only meant to be an asset, but I can tell you it does work. It's proven, and it works for everyone. No matter what the circumstance and situation is. And the reason is the brain doesn't discern between reality and fantasy.
Yep, that's true.
So you have the ability. We're human. We shouldn't be robotic. We should feel if you're upset about something. But how long do you stay in that mindset? That's up to you.
Right.
That's up to you.
Wow. That
is so true. Paula, were you going to say something?
No, I was just, I'm just taken aback. I mean, he's got such a handle on things. You know, I think I could listen to him talk all day. So.
I know, right? Yes.
Well,
thank you so much
for your continued love and support. I'm thrilled that I was able to get in on the show today, and I can't do anything but just tell you how much I appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate you coming on.
We appreciate you, sir. You certainly are an impassioned man, and you really set the curve for all of us on the air this evening.
Well, thank you very much. Listen, you guys, take care of yourselves. Much love, and I hope I'll be invited back again some point.
You come back
most
anytime.
Most definitely, yes. We'd love to have you on.
Yes, please come back on.
All right, thank you, guys. Keep a watch out, Bold and the Beautiful. We'll be back.
Okay,
oh,
good.
You know it.
Okay.
We'll keep tweeting them, too. So take care.
Okay, please do. It helps.
Yes.
All right.
Will, definitely.
Much love to all of you. Thanks again.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night.
What a nice
well,
surprise.
Well, unfortunately, we lost Tracy. She says that it knocked her off. Not sure what happened, but, I mean, that does happen on Blog Talk. We all know that. Last time it was Paula. This time it's Tracy. So I'm not sure if she's calling back. But
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just trying to figure out if she was calling in from, like, her cell phone or...
Or
the call was probably just dropped then. It may not even be Blog Talk Radio. It might be her cell phone. I mean, that happens with mine all the time. That's why I really ever use it. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, hopefully she'll call back in. But before I go any further, we do have Carolyn that's been listening in. So everybody give a quick shout-out to Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. I just wanted everybody to know you were here and that you were listening in. And Carolyn is actually being so kind as to call in and kind of take Liz's spot when we talk about days. So that's why she's on hold with us. Do we want to wait on Y&R and see if Tracy's calling back in and go to days right now while we have Carolyn so patiently waiting?
Yeah.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay, let's do that then. And before I do that, again, Thank you, thank you, thank you, Oba. If you're still listening, we absolutely love and adore you. You are very wise, very talented, very giving, passionate of your art. And those people out there that take your class and join your company are going to be well rewarded. And I'm sure they will thank you from the bottom of their hearts as well. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, kids. So, go ahead,
hey,
David,
kids.
Start out with Days.
Okay, well, let's start off. Dina and Josh kicked off the season with Serena's death. And the start of the mass murders. So, and now we have a second victim as of last night. Anyone see it that it was Paige that was the one coming?
No. No.
No?
No. Uh-uh. No. No, I thought Paige was going to go off to school and that was going to be it. I seriously did not think that they were going to kill her off. I'm very sad that she's not going to be part of the show anymore, and I don't know if that was her choice to leave or if they let her go, but I absolutely loved and adored her character, and I loved the mother-daughter relationship that she had with Eve, Cassie DePaiva. You know, it was like, again, like a real life. Of course, normally mothers don't sleep with their daughter's boyfriends, but...
Right, I know.
You know,
how often
but
does
it
that
was
happen?
Still good. It was still good. And I love her with JJ. So,
yeah.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, that was a real disappointment. I thought the storyline with both Paige and JJ, that could have gone really, that could have gone very well, but I don't know, I'm disappointed. I tweeted about True. I think her name's True O'Brien,
yes.
And her sweet
yes.
smile. Going to miss that. She was very refreshing on the show.
She
mm-hmm.
was. I have to. Yeah, she was very sweet, and she really. I think she really took it home when she confronted everyone on that scene. Remember when
she really grew in the part. You know, she was so shy and withdrawn, and then as. And that's what I enjoy, that she really came out of herself over the months.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah, I agree too. Because at first she seemed like a newbie, like maybe that was almost her first role. But that didn't last long.
No, I can't find too much info on her. I've followed her Twitter and looked for info, but they don't they aren't divulging too much. I don't know where she's going to go or. Why they let her go.
I know. I know that they were trying to shave the cast. And I don't know if she might have been one of the ones that they said that could be shaved off. You know, mm-hmm. they don't want to come out and tell you right away that she might be going. That's as far as they'll tell you, if you're... If you realize, they'll say she might be going.
Mm.
They don't want to give it away completely. So.
Yeah. Well, I just looked at her IMDb, and she's only been on Jesse, the TV series. It looks like one episode, and then Days was her huge part. So it's only been two parts, and she has totally grown from that part. So she'll go far. She'll land up on somewhere else, definitely.
She's sweet. She's beautiful young actress, she's going to go far.
Yeah.
Now I wonder what they're going to do with JJ Casey Moss.
I don't think he's going to go anywhere. I think he's still going to be on the soap. You know, they'll just have to go with another storyline for him. But I almost doubted that at one point when that evil Clyde had him
oh.
in with the gun, and I thought he was going to shoot him, and here he kills the other drug guy.
He kills Kyle.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That was unexpected.
All these surprises. Well, everyone knows that J.J. Has a band. He's a lead singer in a band, and that seems to be really taking off. I mean, a write-up in Rolling Stone, and I'm just hoping that he doesn't, you know, leave and go sing in a band. he's a really good actor. You know, he's come a long way too.
I totally agree, and I actually play his band's music on my music show, and absolutely love it because I'm a true rocker at heart, although I listen to a lot of other genres of music, but I absolutely love and adore rock music, so he's right there for me. And, you know, there's lots of actors that do more than one thing at the same time, so hopefully, you know, that's what he continues to do, because I don't think that he wants to quit acting and go into the music career. I think he wants to do both.
Yeah,
well,
he's a youngster too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna.
Well, does anyone know about their contracts or when they sign on? Do some sign on for a year, 5 years, 10 years? Does anyone know how that works?
I don't think in this day and time that they sign contracts longer than a couple years.
Oh, really? Really?
No. They'll keep them recurring first, and then they'll see how they go. And if there's if you see a lot of fan involvement with him and like that, and then they'll probably decide, well, how would you like to come on for a year or so? I think that's how it goes. I don't think they give them as long as, what is it? Wouldn't you say about 2 years at a time at the most?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
These days?
Yes, I think so. I don't think anybody goes any further than that. Even people that have probably been on there for, 30 years or something, that started with a show or that, I don't think they even give them longer contracts because I know that a lot of actors want to also have that open end that they know if they feel like retiring or if they want to move on to something else after that 2 years, that they're able to do that if the contract doesn't let them do it while they're on the soap, which a lot of them don't, you know, other projects.
Right. And then you have the deal with a change in the head writers, and you change an EP, and who knows what they might have in store. They might say, well, how about we'll try and have you finish out and maybe pay you for the rest of your time. They could do that if they don't want them anymore. I mean, if they're not in their scope, their plans. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Most likely. All we can do is guess at this point. You know, you hear tidbits here and there, so we really don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So, and even if they sign a contract, that doesn't mean you're going to be working for those 2 years either. You know, contracts are made to be broken, or you'll be put on recurring, or they might quit. You know, there's a lot of different things that go on behind the scenes. So nothing is a guarantee. So,
true.
But as far as JJ's scene with finding Paige dead and then laying there holding her, I mean, that was beyond realistic because, you know, you see people do that in real life. I, for one, did that in real life with my mom, you know, when she passed in the hospital. I laid there with her because you just can't let go. You love that person so much, you don't want them to leave. And, you know, you want to help make them better and not, you know, say goodbye. So that was an awesome scene. I mean, he did that so well. He's he's so, oh my gosh, I just love that kid. You guys there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not watching Days right now, so I have nothing to contribute to this conversation, obviously.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the other things I wanted to bring up is that I was very surprised that Stefano was connected with bringing Aiden to Salem. I don't know why I'm surprised, because Stefano is usually connected to something evil going on. But I, as well as many others on Twitter, had said they agreed with me that they were surprised that he was behind it. So, you guys, what do you think?
Did they get cut off?
I don't know. David, are you there?
What is
Carolyn?
That?
Carolyn? Well, that is so weird. They still show that they're online.
Well, and I could still hear something in the background. It sounded like a dog.
Yeah, well, that's my dog.
Oh, okay.
The dog next door is outside, and he's barking. So, of course, my dog is going to bark, you know, because she hears him. Well, we're losing people left and right here, aren't we?
Something like flaws. I don't understand.
I know. I took a shower today. Did you, Paula?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the reason is, but...
Oh, my gosh. And they still show connected. So what the heck is going on here? I mean, I even refreshed the screen.
I don't know, but it kept that I was connected too earlier, and I wasn't.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and disconnect them so that way they can call back in.
Okay.
That may be preventing them from calling in. Because Tracy said she's not going to be able to come back because she has to get to her son, that she tried calling back and it was dead air. There was like nothing there. So now I'm tending to think it has something to do with Blog Talk because, come on, three callers?
Three people. Yeah, that's not normal. That's not a coincidence. That has to be Blog Talk Radio. But
yeah,
you know, when I was trying to call in, I had to log in to Blog Talk Radio like three times before it ever took me through. It was like it just, something wasn't registering with it. So I don't know if we're having technical issues tonight. It's so frustrating, though.
It is. It is. And especially since we're going to talk about Days now and you don't...
And I haven't watched
it in
so long. I do good to keep up with the two shows that I do watch.
Well, I'm actually missing Days right now from today's episode, so I'm going to have to watch that on NBC later and see what's going on. But I was pretty good with keeping up this time with watching everything. I was up to date until yesterday with General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful and Days. Young and the Restless, I got to watch today's episode as well on CBS.com, which I'm so glad that they have that. Let's see.
Yeah.
Having problems calling back. That's David.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me... Gosh, this is terrible.
That's what happened with me. I kept trying to call in, and it would have me as being called in, and then it would just drop the call. And so then I kept trying again, like, on my landline, and it was busy. It kept giving me a busy signal. So,
a busy signal?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is weird, because...
And you know what else, too? I'm trying to... like calls, and all it's doing is spinning around, and it's driving me insane.
So you're getting the spinning wheel of death.
Yeah, pretty much so. Pretty much so. And we've only got, you know, like 30 minutes left to do this, and I would hate to Well, let's
we
do this.
We could go over
while
GH.
Or Young and the Restless, either one.
Okay. Either one's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. There's more for me. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm trying to get their calls disconnected.
Totally understand.
On Young and the Restless, there's a little bit more to talk about, I think, than GH right now. So let's get that done and then get the hit on GH. As far as YNR, you guys were talking about Michael Unite, so you know I'm over the moon with that and can't wait to see. And I would absolutely love if he was Adam's doctor. I think that would be perfect.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Neil holding Hillary captive makes no sense, especially since it sounds like he found her after she fell and doesn't even know what happened to her.
Yeah. Right, yeah. He acts like he's lost his mind. This is more than him being an alcoholic. This is, like, totally just, like, and he's never, in the time that I've watched him on the show, shown any signs of being psychotic that I can remember.
Right, right. Exactly.
It's just
I mean,
very
this
weird.
Is something that you would expect, you know, Sharon to do with her bipolar stuff, but not Neil, especially when he's not drinking.
Right. Maybe
you
he
know?
Needs to drink. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's more sane when he drinks. I don't know. I don't. It's very bizarre. And in a weird way, he almost acts like he loves Hillary. But in his breath, it's like he hates her. So I don't know. It's very strange. It makes no sense, however.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I'm just wondering how far he's going to take it. You know, is he going to let his son go to jail? But on today's episode, did you see today's?
Yes.
Okay. On today's episode where Devon was talking to that eyewitness, the eyewitness said, well, you don't look like the guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, with him.
On TV.
I'm sorry, say that again?
He supposedly saw his picture on TV, so how could he look that different from television to in person?
Exactly, exactly. The only thing I could think of is the height, because he mentioned that. You know, you look shorter than the guy that I actually saw.
Right.
And possibly, you know, he saw him from a distance and only saw the back of him.
Yeah.
Maybe a side profile.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
What's even more unbelievable than that is, how does Neil know what he's doing taking care of Hillary?
Thank you. Thank you. Where the heck did he get that fluid to put in her IV?
Yeah. And how does he know he's giving her the right thing, and how does he know how to do an IV?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I kept waiting for someone else to show up who was helping him, but apparently no one is, because he went to the hospital for supplies, and I was, like, yelling at the TV, like, you don't even know what you're looking for. You
right?
don't even know.
I know. I know. I'm thinking the same thing. Like, this storyline is just whack. Let me tell David if you can... If you're listening, if you can sign into the studio and disconnect yours and Carolyn's call. let's see. Then you can, then maybe you can call back in, because he's saying he's getting a busy signal. Oh, gosh, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, and I actually pay to be on this thing. So, yeah, that storyline is just nuts. It needs to go away, or it needs to give us an explanation. That's all there is to it, of why Neil is acting the way he is. It just, none of it makes sense, and it makes my head spin. Paula? Oh, don't tell me I lost Paula, too. This is insane. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts, and I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Adam and Ian Ward working together makes no sense. I don't know why that he would choose to work with one monster when he's already dealing with one monster, a.k.a. Victor. I find Sage and Nick boring. I don't know about any of you, but I find them boring. I loved Catherine's memorial with the power outage. I so swear that that was her doing that, and I thought it was hysterical. Esther quitting, working, living with Jill, and I pray to God that's not all we're going to see of Esther and that she's not off the show. Sharon said she's pregnant again. I don't know. I have high doubts on that one. And I like Mariah and Kevin are moving forward with their relationship. That should be a fun pairing because I like them together in the first place. And then also Joe finally made an appearance and kind of tend to think that there could be a Joe and Ashley pairing after she figures out he's not part of that paradigm scheme. So that's my thoughts for now. As far as General Hospital, you know, I never thought that the wedding would go through without a hitch. We know Sonny's not going to die because it's just not going to happen. Wondering if Julian is behind it, but I tend to think not because wouldn't they show Julian's face? I don't know. Just showed the hand, so I have no idea who that is. I was waiting for Jake to have Jason flashbacks at that point when he was helping Sonny. And I also noticed that Sonny said something to him about, you know, you're always here for me or whatever it was he said, which I think is on the road to Jake becoming Jason, you know, might initiate some of those flashbacks. I thought it was hysterical when